Possibly. I'll just see how it goes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, do we start now? Is
just
that recording?
Start now. It is.
Okay.
It's okay, fine. Nikki, will you tell me what you think is art?
I don't know. Just the honest answer. But I mean, what are you saying? If there was just like a piece of rubbish and someone called that art, I'd want to know the intent behind it. Because like when Tracy Emin came out with that bed, and people were like, oh, that's not art. It's just a really scummy bed. But when you hear the story behind it, that was quite interesting. She was talking about how, you know, she was quite manic depressive and she spent like all these days in bed. So and, you know, and she came back and she kind of took herself out of that space. And she came back into her room after kind of going through quite a depressive period where she's just rotted in this bed for a week. And she looked at it and it was just like a visualisation of this really shitty low time. That was interesting, and that's what made it art, is that kind of the story behind it, really, the story behind the piece and the intent behind it. Because you're right, if you call something art, then it can be art, it's up to you, but it's just kind of, what does the story make you react in a certain way or make you feel something that's behind it? That's what it is to me.
Yes, and sort of going on from that, I think it's what the artist's personal attachment to that object, say, is. Like Tracy Emin obviously had a big attachment to that bed art, if you like. Mm. And so if somebody puts a rotten apple core on it, maybe the person was eating that apple when he received a call from his girlfriend breaking up with him and it's that moment his heart shattered. So that's what that apple represents to him now. You could sort of think along those lines with things as well.